The health care bill that Senate Republicans introduced today reflects just one of their responsibilities. A more basic job is simply finishing the federal budget. The United States will spend around $4 trillion next year, funding everything from Medicare to food stamps to weapons to highways. It's sometimes a dramatic battle over that budget. It can even include a government shutdown from time to time, yet things don't actually change from year to year all that much. Here's Stacey Vanek Smith of our Planet Money podcast.
We spend $1.5 billion every day on defense. It accounts for 15% of the federal budget. One of the biggest changes President Trump proposed for next year's budget is an increase in defense spending. And that money pays for everything from airplanes to military bases to toilet paper. And most of it goes to the Defense Department. A big chunk also goes to the Energy Department. That's where Bill Valdez worked for more than 20 years.
The nation's nuclear stockpiles are developed and maintained by the Department of Energy.
Oh, wow. So you know about the nukes.
Yep.
The Energy Department also does climate research and environmental cleanup. Valdez worked for many different parts of the Energy Department and wrote a lot of budgets. He says defense spending has always been a political battleground. Not that you'd know it. The percentage of the U.S. budget that goes to defense hasn't really changed in the last 20 years. And that is actually true for most of the federal budget: Medicaid, Veterans Affairs, education. And Valdez says the reason for this is kind of surprising.
You know, the real thing that keeps the budget stable is that there are all these special interest groups.
Lobbyists, hundreds of them, making deals with different states and politicians, showing up at government agencies.
Special interest groups are always coming to the Department of Energy, to all the agencies, saying, these are our priorities, and we hope they're reflected in the budget.
Valdez says the status quo is really a hard-earned equilibrium. And it's a really tough balance for any new administration to try and disrupt. And Valdez says this is a good thing in a lot of ways. It creates stability and means things don't change too fast.
So we actually have lobbyists to thank for our stable budget?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In many respects, yeah.
It's like a little shout out to the lobbyists.
Well,
they get so little love. I feel like that's okay, right? Don't you think that maybe the budget should be their Valentine?
Well, it often is.
To pay for the increase in defense spending, Trump's budget proposed big cuts in other parts of the budget, like education and health care. Valdez says Trump will have to get through the lobbyists for those programs first. Stacey Vanek Smith, NPR News.